Monsters, Mayhem and a Sprinkling of Crumbs by Tracy Corduroy. Read by Lucy Simons. Chapter 1.
I'm going to catch a monster, said Scarlet.
Otto and Martha ignored her.
I am, said Scarlet. You wait and see.
The Crumbs were on the platform at Sharkstooth Bay train station. They were going with Aunt Beastly to Scotland for a holiday to give their dad, Henrig, some time to work on his inventions at home.
Some holiday it's going to be, thought Otto. On Aunt Beastly's boar farm, teeming with trumping little horrors, there isn't even a TV in the cottage.
Bessie was their aunt's real name. Scarlet had named her Beastly just last week when she'd first showed up at their house to look after them. According to Scarlet, the youngest Crumb, who always spoke her mind, Aunt Beastly was a way better name for a hairy old busybody. Otto looked along the platform. There was still no sign of Aunt Beastly. She had thumped away 10 minutes ago to ask the station manager if Basil, her baby wild boar, was allowed out of his travel basket on the train.
Oh dear, gasped Martha, peering around. What if Aunt Beastly's been squished by a train?
Martha, who was almost 11, said things like this all the time. She was terrified of many things, but especially of deadly things happening to her family. Henrig, their father, patted Martha's arm.
Don't worry, he said. I'm sure she'll be back any minute now. Yeah, tutted Scarlet under her breath. Worth luck.
Scarlet tossed back her wild red curls and gave Otto a pinch.
Ow!
So, what's with the bird? She giggled. Otto frowned. It's a lookout device. Dad made it. Henrig Crumb was a great inventor. But after his wife Clarice...